I'm still on the early chapters of the Da Vinci Code. I started reading the novel during a slow period in my life that quickened rapidly. I may be stuck at the beginning forever, never to find out what becomes of anyone, except the curator. And no, I won't ruin it for cave dwellers who haven't read or seen anything about the story for the past month or so. It's hard to stay in the dark about the Da Vinci Code. What I've learned through osmosis is this. It involves in a big way a religious organization known as Opus Dei. Opus Dei calls itself a Catholic institution that helps people turn their work and daily activities into occasions for growing closer to God, for serving others, and for improving society. A court in a zoning case that didn't go Opus Dei's way called it a secular institute of the Roman Catholic Church whose members dedicate their lives to God by seeking professional perfection in the modern world. But it's not a family for zoning purposes, the court decided. From what I've heard, Opus Dei doesn't shine in the novel or in the movie, so you may be wondering about Opus Dei members and whether they can sue when at least one of their own is depicted as murderous. Group defamation is a simple concept, really. Someone says something nasty about a group, say lawyers or people of Polish descent or Catholics. Those examples are perfect because I'm all three. One member of the group takes offense and sues the sayer because she argues her reputation is affected, along with all the members of the group. And sometimes she wins, but only if the group is small enough. A classic group defamation example is from the 1950s. An author wrote something nasty about models and saleswomen who worked for a ritzy department store. Some of them were plying a second trade in the wee hours of the morning. Because only 9 models worked for that department store, the court found that all the models could sue for defamation. The group was small enough, the court reasoned, so that people hearing the nasty rumor would believe it highly likely that any of the models might have a second income. Not so the saleswomen, however, because they numbered over 300. The rumor simply wouldn't stick to that many people. And so would go whatever defamation claim Opus Dei members might bring. First, the Da Vinci Code is fiction. Second, Opus Dei boasts of thousands of members, and so a court would certainly find that not everyone's reputation is harmed. Some parallels? A group of Michigan hunters couldn't sue CBS for implying that hunters in Michigan aren't fine sportsmen. The charge didn't stick when the group numbers 1 million. Philadelphia police officers, 8,000 of them, couldn't sue the Philadelphia Inquirer for a story reporting that many of them permitted illegal gambling because they were paid off by bookies. Even a group of 23 lawyers couldn't sue a Chicago newspaper for an article implying that some of them were cowards and crooks. Same result in a case involving a Polish-American woman who sued the producers of the movie Flashdance. Too many Polish jokes in Flashdance made her and all Poles look bad, she'd argued, but the court didn't agree. The movie might indirectly disparage Polish intelligence, the appellate court told her, but such disparagement didn't hurt her directly. You can't sue for stuff like that in the movies. Or in movies based on books. At least not yet. A Vatican official reportedly complained that the Da Vinci Code contained a lot of unpunished defamation, you see. And I've never been one to discount the power of prayer. I'm Amy Guida.